Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hey, this is Nate Bargatze, and bringing you some of the best comics that you might not know yet, but you're about to get to know them. And don't worry, they're going to be on their best behavior. We shot this live in Nashville, Tennessee at Zany's. It's the Nate Land Showcase. Please welcome our host and my friend, Dusty Slick.
People always say I look like somebody, you know. They're always like, you look like Joe Dirt, or you look like Forrest Gump after he ran for a long time, or you look like a Walmart Billy Ray Cyrus. And, I didn't know you could get more Walmart than Billy Ray Cyrus, but apparently you can. I'm always a Dollar General version of somebody. But Dollar General's taken over. I don't know if you know that, but just drive out in the country. The best way to know you're in the middle of nowhere is if a new Dollar General is there. That's true. We're having a good time here. The show will get better. I like to call my comedy crockpot comedy. You know what I mean? It takes a while to heat up. And at first, you're like, is this thing on? But by the end, you're like, pot roast is delicious. Every time. Every time. It feels good. I'm pumped to be here. I like doing comedy for poetry readings. And I'm having a good time, though. We are having it. All of us are having a good time. You ever see a bad picture of yourself and you know that you don't look like that? But also, deep down inside, you know that you did look like that. Like, that camera didn't make that up. That's you in that picture. And the question you gotta ask yourself is, how often am I looking like that? And what do I gotta do to never look like that again? You know what I mean? It's not an artist depiction. I did have a buddy, he was on Tinder, and he was saying he was not getting a lot of matches, and he wondered if his profile picture was bad. He goes, is this a bad picture of me? I was like, that's not a bad picture. That's the way you look. You know what I mean? Don't try to blame the camera. I used to wait tables. I waited tables for a long time. People would come in the restaurant and ask weird questions. People were always like, people would say stuff like, what kind of wine do you recommend with the catfish? I was like, I don't know, Budweiser, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Sometimes people come in, they'll be in a real big hurry. They're like, can we be in and out of here in 30 minutes? I'm like, you can leave right now, you know what I mean? Don't let me hold you up. That's fun. That's a fun joke. I worked at a touristy restaurant, and people would always be like, what's something non-touristy we can do? What's something non-touristy? I'm like, I don't know. You can get in your car and go home. You know what I mean? Okay, that's the most non-touristy thing you can do. They're like, well, we want to do something the locals do. What's something the locals do? And I'm like, well, I'm local. Right now, I'm at work. You know what I mean? Probably get you a job here. I got into birds. I got into looking at birds. I don't know if I'm a bird watcher, but I like to look at them. You know what I mean? I think you got to have binoculars to be a bird watcher. And it's hard to look at through binoculars if you wear glasses. It's like too much magnification. I have to find what I want to look at and then lift the glasses and then do the binoculars and try to find it again. Birds ain't waiting around for all that. They're like, this bird seed's good, but get it together, dude. It's hard to do things when you wear glasses, like see a 3D movie, you know? I'm not trying to wear 4 pairs of glasses just to see something come at me that I know is not coming at me. I've been fine with 2D movies. I don't need that extra. You know what I mean? It don't do anything for me. I don't want to feel like I'm there. I like to watch Jurassic Park. I don't want to be afraid of imaginary dinosaurs. Okay, well, that feels like a good closer for me. You know what I mean? Let's save some energy for the rest of the comics on the show tonight. I don't want to burn you out here. I mean, this is going to be a good show. So let's... I am pumped that you're here. So, you know, I'm not saying you didn't give me a lot of energy, and maybe I didn't deserve it, but give as much as you can for the other comics because, you know, we need it. You see me do that? I was like, I'm going to loosen this up. And then it got too hard, and I'm like, that's fine, really. My posture's not that great anyway. I'll just hunch over. This is me in 10 years anyway, so. Okay, so I'll introduce the next guy like this. Okay. All right, so please make some noise for your next comic. Coming to the stage, give it up for Mandel.
Clap it up, ma'am, I can see you, clap it up. Everybody has to clap it up. Keep clapping, clap it up. Clap it up. This my whole set, clap it up. Clap it up, we doing this the whole time, clap it up. Clap it up. Keep, all right. Y'all got good energy, bro. I got a lot of energy copy doing these new drugs called vegetables. And it's been a real trippy experience, dog. I thought I had like depression, ADHD, and a short attention span. Come to find out, I was just malnourished. Malnourished. I ate 3 salads last week and now I like to play Sudoku. It's been great, bro. All I had to do was unsubscribe from Lil Debbie Cake's email list and Waffle House magazine, and now I'm living La Vida Low Calories. It's awesome. It's awesome, bro. I'm trying to lose weight, bro. I think I'm about to, because I've been boycotting McDonald's, because they don't put enough fat people in the commercials, and we the main people who still eat there. Have you seen these commercials? Ronald McDonald look like a clown that does CrossFit. I seen a McDonald's commercial with people breakdancing. Huh? Breakdancing? Hey, you eat a double quarter pounder with cheese and try to spin on your head and see what happens. You couldn't do it, bro. No breakdancing. Like, yeah, you know what? I need fire to dance flow. So wicka wicka acid reflux. Even if you could do it, you couldn't do it in McDonald's. The floors are too sticky. You would literally get stuck, break your neck, and die, bro. McDonald's commercial without fat people is like dog food commercial, but instead of dogs, they got really big raccoons. It's like, yeah, they probably eat it too, but that's not the target audience, you know what I'm saying? So put my people in there. I'm sick of it, bro. I'm from Atlanta, bro. I'm from Atlanta. It's like Nashville, but for black people, it's great. It's fantastic. It's the inverse of this city, you know? Very different, bro. I've been traveling to other cities. People got stereotypes about Atlanta. I was in Cleveland, Ohio. I met this white dude. I told him I was from Atlanta, and his response was, oh, you must know Tamika. That was it. That was our whole conversation. He didn't know more about me. I'm trying to explain to him why he shouldn't assume that type of stuff, right? He pull out his phone, pull up Tamika's Facebook. Y'all, Tamika is my cousin. Dog, this dude was racistly accurate. It's like he had the right answer, but how he got there was all wrong. This is why math teachers make you show your work. I've been meeting so many strange people, bro. We done got so odd since the quarantine. You ever think you talking to a regular person and over time you like, oh man, this is a lunatic, you know? I was on a plane sitting next to this dude, we having a regular conversation. Out of nowhere, he decided to take off his shoes and put his feet on top of the seat in front of him. Right, and I say, hey man, you shouldn't do that. And he replied back, why? And I didn't have an answer, bro. I was like, you don't want to go to jail, you know? He told me not to judge him because when he was 9 years old, he got in trouble on his birthday and his mama decided to take off her shoes and stump out his birthday cake with her bare feet. And now he only feel like himself when he wearing flip-flops. And where I'm from, that's what I would call a secret. Why did he tell me that information? Do you think that was gonna change my perspective? Look, like, now you said that, put them dogs back up there, man. Since your mama was mean to you. I go by Mandel, which is Latin for man sandal, all right? My real name is Tevin. I hate my name because it's a second-rate name. Kevin is the premier name in the Evan family of names. And I know that because every time I tell somebody my name, they're like, oh, it's like Kevin, but with a T, which means you heard my name. You just want me to know that you think it's stupid, bro. That's like me walking up to you and be like, your name Lucas? That's like mucus, but with an L. Samantha Salmonella. People so rude, bro. I hang out with my grandmama a lot. I love old people. I love them. My only issue is I just feel like old people are always in competition to see who struggled the most as a kid. Have y'all noticed this? I was hanging out with my grandmama one day. I told her I was broke, and she was like, you not broke. When we was growing up, some days we were so poor, we used to have to eat grass. You know how wild that is? You know how much food you give up before you get to grass? Bologna, peanut butter jelly, Spam. I've never been so broke I became a herbivore. I ain't never come across a patch of grass like, that might be delicious. My point is, old people be lying, bro. Ain't no way she ate grass. Old people get to say whatever they want because they know we wasn't there for these stories. You know what I'm saying? That's why we got to get rid of social media, bro. I want to be able to lie like that when I get older. I want to be able to lie to my grandkids like my grandmama lied to me, bro. But I can't. It's too much fact checking, bro. Can you imagine me talking to my grandkids? I'm like, hey, man, you know your granddaddy was the man back in the day. I'm telling you, he was the man now. And my grandkids just like, nuh-uh, granddad. We went on your Facebook and you was a lame. I'm like, who you call a lame? I was the coolest dude in my high school. They like, look, they got a PowerPoint. Look, on August 8th, 2011, only three people told you happy birthday. And one of them was your mama. Nah, plenty of people told me happy birthday. No, they couldn't have, because look, after that you posted, hey, y'all, it's my birthday. Show me some love. And a dude commented, dang, this man thirsty for birthday wishes. It's tough being old, bro. I want to grow into one of them old dudes with like a hidden treasure. And before I die, I'm going to write down where it is in cursive so nobody younger than me can read it, bro. Y'all remember cursive? That was the thing they taught us in school that nobody knows anymore. It's so much stuff that old people know from school that you realize the only reason they know it is because they was doing something dumb when they was younger. Fitz, do you remember stop, drop, and roll? Okay, if you don't know what stop, drop, and roll is, it's the thing I'm on fire, okay? You're supposed to stop, drop, and roll until you eventually die. But here's the thing. They don't teach you in schools anymore because my generation just figured out how to not be on fire. That's it. Like, so many of them was catching on fire. Then somebody was like, hey, we got to create a curriculum for this. Because, you know, boys will be boys and boys will be on fire. Then another dude comes along, he's like, hey, what are they going to do to have a tornado? And they're like, oh, that's easy. Stop, drop it, cover your face, because a tornado can't hit what he can't see. You see tornado drill? All right, so they used to make us get up against the wall, right? You got against the wall and got to, like, a fetal position, which is, like, the worst position to die in, by the way. You get to a fetal position high, okay, is if a tornado just going to come in there like, dang, it ain't no kids in here. I guess I head to the animal shelter. Appreciate y'all. I've been Mandel. God bless.
Okay, keep it going for Mandel. Okay. That's why I was so low energy at the top, because I knew Mandel had a lot of energy. You know what I mean? I did forget to tell you, though, that I look at birds, right? And I stood out my back door looking at birds so long that my neighbor put up an 8-foot privacy fence. I'm not even making that up. And I wasn't looking in his windows, you know, but sometimes I'd be looking out there, you know, and I could see in his windows. So it's like, I guess if you can see it, you're looking at it, you know what I mean? I saw him out in the backyard one day. He used to have a 6-foot privacy fence. And then he goes, I'm about to get a new fence. And then you won't have to look at me anymore. And I was just trying to be cool and fun. And I was like, but hey, I like looking at you. That fence went up quick. You know what I mean? It went up quick. All right, let's keep the show rolling. I feel like that joke was worth it. And, okay, our next comic to the coming to the stage, very funny guy. Please give it up for Donnie Singstack.
Wow, thank you so much, everybody. It's really it's very good to be here at Zany's Nashville. I'm Donnie, and I'm thrilled to be on the show, but before I get started, I should just let everybody know that I do have a stutter when I talk, and I'm not nervous or anything. I'm not worried about this. It's the vaccine just started kicking in, I guess. It's just what happened. Don't let them get you, you know? Oh, thank you. Thank you. No, I've talked with a stutter my entire life, but it's never been more fun to stutter than right now. I'm such a scary little guy, you know? If you're in front of me in line at Target, you're getting a tap on the shoulder. That's just a quick little... Oh, which one'd you get? A Moderna. Thank you. Thank you. So I've been doing that for a couple years now, and not allowed back at Target. But it is fun. I've lived with a stutter my entire life, so I've had to go through like a bunch of major life events as a person who stutters. And so, like, just a couple weeks ago, I went through one of the biggest ones. I got engaged. Yeah. Thank you. It's true. I got, And you guys know me. I don't just pop questions. Every question is a lot of pops, you know? I like microwave popcorn it, you know? It's like, is he done? No. Okay, we'll leave it in there. Yeah, I've been with my fiance for 3 years. He moved in together last year, and I started asking her to marry me 6 months ago. So I figured it was time we got engaged. Yeah, it's nice. When I got engaged, like, what happened was all of my friends asked me questions, and I found out I had, like, two different kinds of friends. Like, there's the half of my friends who were like, hey, congratulations. How did you ask her? And then there's the other half that was like, hey, congratulations. Did you stutter? And I wish I had an answer for that half, but I honestly don't, because, like, you know, sometimes it's just a major life event that you're so nervous about that you just kind of black out. And I'm like, I didn't remember. That's what happened. So I asked my fiance, I was like, babe, did I stutter when I asked you to marry me? And she said, to be honest, we've been together for so long that I don't even notice your stutter anymore. Aww. Right? That's sweet. That's true love. It's like, a lot of people think that true love is when you finish each other's sentences, but there's a lot of people who try to finish my sentences. You know, I can't. Most everybody. I can't be just proposing to everyone who finishes my sentences. Teachers, firefighters, fast food employees. You know, it's like I'm in line at a Taco Bell drive-thru. It's like, hey, what? And I get would you like a Crunchwrap, sir? I would. And your hand in marriage. What size drink you want? What size ring are you? Can't be doing that. You know, fast casual restaurants are the natural enemy of my people. Chipotle is the cobra to my mongoose. I've been going to Chipotle for years. I always get the same thing. I always get like a nice burrito bowl to go. And I know they put a little tin foil lid over it, and I can open it up afterwards and find out what they think I said. I didn't know I was a barbacoa guy. The worst is when you open it up. You open up your Chipotle bowl and you see that big green blob on top. You're like, oh no. I never said guacamole. My soda just cost me $2.47. Oh boy. But other than that, I'm killing it. You know, I am. It's expensive, you know, between all the engagement rings and the extra guacamole, I had to get a full-time job, which was hard. Because, like, when I apply for a job, I don't know at what point in the job application process is, like, the right time for me to bring up the fact that I have a stutter, you know? Like, I don't put it on my resume. There's only one thing that references it on my resume. It's like volunteer work for the National Stuttering Association, and I let them figure it out. Now, is he one of them or just a big fan? Let's see. So they don't find out on my resume, and I'll be honest, I don't think they find out in the Zoom interview either. It's like, wow, this guy's internet is terrible. What is going on here? It's like, no, I buffer in person too. Because then I get to the last round of the job interview, and they always ask, you know, hey, what would you say is your biggest weakness? It's like, have we not been talking for like 5 minutes? I think your biggest weakness is listening. Because mine's my stutter, so. I've worked a bunch of crazy jobs in the past, and you guys can choose to believe this or not, but my favorite job ever, I worked as a licensed New York City tour guide. If you don't believe me, there's plenty of people who are mad about it online. TripAdvisor was not kind, you know? Even my 5-star reviews weren't great. All the other tour guides at my company got 5-star reviews that were like, wow, our tour guide was amazing. They knew everything about the city, and they gave us great restaurant recommendations. I would highly recommend this tour. And then all my 5-star reviews were like, oh, what a brave boy. You know, we didn't learn a lot, but we're really proud of that kid. It's got a good stock, you know. Hey, everybody, I'm Donnie Sangstack. Thank you all very much.
All right, keep it going, Donnie Sangstack. I ran into Donnie at the airport the other day, not making this up. I was running a little behind. We were doing a little chit-chat. I'm like, I got to get moving here, bud. You know what I mean? I was like, good talking to you, but I still don't know if you're having a good day or not, but I got to get out of here. Okay, that's in there. Next comic, really, he said he likes to use the mic stand, and I was like, well, I'll work it out for you. There we go. Okay. Yeah. It's not easy to do. I am very strong, and you know what I mean? Got a lot of power up here. That is on there. It's so on there that if you twist it too hard, it comes out from the base. So it's, you know, vice grip up here. If anybody brought one of those. No? Okay. Probably don't let you in with it. Used to be you could travel around with a vice grip, but not anymore. Times have changed. Okay, well, we're having a good time. Let's not kill the energy. And I got a good flow going in here. Keep it going for your next comic, Mr. Derek.
Oh, thank you so much. Keep it going for Dusty. He's doing a great job. Oh, you guys having a good day? Yeah, it was sunny. No banks collapsed. What more could you ask for in America? I just joined a gym, actually. Anyone else here make that mistake? Just me. I just had my first day recently. Did not go well. Did not go well at all. Here's what happened. So I'm starting my workout. I'm about to start. I'm at the free weight section where they keep all the real men. And I'm in the bench press. There's four benches. All the benches are taken. All right, I'm no problem. I'll just wait. I'm waiting all of about 5 seconds when I hear, "Yo, bro, will you come spot me?" Now, for those of you who don't know what a spot is, that's when you're lifting a very heavy weight, a weight you're concerned you may have difficulty with. So you want somebody nearby to assist you in case you struggle to avoid injury, perhaps even death. Why not just lift a weight you're comfortable with? Good question. That is a very good question. You should ask that. So I hear, "Yo, bro, will you come spot me?" So I turn to my right, and there, standing next to me, is one of the largest men I've ever seen. Just a bull of a man. Muscles coming out of muscles, right? You've seen this guy at the gym, never leaves. Knows everybody's name. So he says, "Yo, bro, can you come spot me?" I'm the new guy, I figure, you know, why not? So I head over to the bar where he has all the weight. How to describe the amount of weight that this guy had put on the bar? It was an obscene amount. He had more weight on one side of the bar than I would ever think to put on the whole thing times 10, right? Just a ridiculous amount. So my first thought was, there's no way I can spot this. If his shoulders blow out, I'm going down with that bar. I'm not even slowing down the rate of acceleration. That thing is coming down like a guillotine. I can spot his time of death. I can do that. Yeah, I spotted it. The bar took his head off at 3:15. I saw it on the clock. Can I get a towel? I think I'm going to need a towel. I need and my mommy. Who's seen my mommy? But I don't know what to do. I don't know how to say no to this guy, right? So I calm myself down and I say, "Relax, he's got it. Look at the size of this guy." So he sits down on the bench, getting ready to go underneath, and then he turns to me and he says, "Yo, bro, I'm gonna shoot for 6. Now I'm even more scared, because he's not doing 6, he's shooting for 6, right? We all know what happens when you shoot for something. It's 50-50 at best, all right? Go to a graveyard. Half the people there died of natural causes. The other half took a shot at something. That's why they're there, because they took a shot. There's nothing I can do at this point, though. I'm all buckled in. This plane has already left the ground. I'm in this thing. So he lies down, and he goes to grab the bar, and already I make my first mistake, because I go to grab the bar with him. You're not supposed to do that. He's like, "Yo, bro, no assist, no assist." And I'm like, all right, I just wanted to be holding this thing when the aneurysm hit. You know what I mean? Didn't want to have to grab this thing in midair. So I turn to my left, and I see people spotting the right way. Here's what they're doing. They're holding their hand underneath the bar like a karate chop, just like that, just a couple of inches. And they're following it down like that, and they're saying things like, "All you, bro, all you. It's all you, bro." First of all, if his shoulders give out while I'm doing this, that's all that's gonna happen. That's all, it's just gonna be a collapsible gate, right? And it's just gonna be me pointing at a dead guy. Like the cover of a rap record or something, you know what I mean? So I do that. I just follow it down. I don't say, "All you, bro." I'm not saying that. I'm not saying, "All you, bro." I don't have it in me. I just follow it down like this. Now, he raps off about 4 with any problem. And I'm like, all right, he's got it. But then on the 5th rep, the shoulders start shaking, right? It looks like the wheels are coming off. He's really struggling, and he's doing... And I'm like, dear God, don't black out right now. Please don't black out. So he barely gets the bar up, and I'm like, okay, bring it in. Bring it in. I'll tell everyone you did six. I'll tell everyone you did six, right? But this guy, he goes down for the sixth rep, and I'm like, good God, this is how it ends right here. This is where it ends right now. Six is your unlucky number, pal. So he gets the bar down, and now he's yelling. This is the yelling rep. I'm yelling because I'm scared. We're both yelling, all right? And this bar is barely moving. He's barely getting this bar off his chest. I'm starting to bend my legs out of instinct, right? I figure I'll sacrifice my knees for this guy, right? I'll hobble the rest of my life so he gets to eat out of a straw the rest of his. So I'm bending my knees more and more, and I'm oblivious to the scandal that's unfolding beneath me until I look in the mirror. And that's when I realize I am sitting on this man's head. I am sitting on this poor man's head. My shorts are covering his chin. I can't even see his face in the mirror. I know it's there because I can feel his breath on my testicles. And I'm locked in panic. I can't even move. I'm hit with shock and embarrassment as what I've done here. And I don't know, that must have given him the motivation he needed, because that bar shot up like a rocket. He racks the bar, and then he sits up, and he's doing this. You know, he's hitting his arms and his chest. And I'm drenched in sweat. My workout's over. I'm done. And he sits up and he looks at me, and I'm trying to figure out, does he have enough strength left in his arms to beat the crap out of me? That's what I'm thinking, you know? And he just looks at me and he says, bro, that's the first time I ever did six without any assistance. And in my head, I'm like, well, you got a little bit of assistance from... But I didn't say that. I just looked at him and I said, it was all you, bro. It was all you. And I turned and I walked right out of the gym, and that was the last I've ever been at that gym. Canceled my membership. I feel like I exited like a hero. I really do. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. My name's Mr. Derek. You've been a wonderful audience. Thank you so much.
Okay, Mr. Derek. Thank you very much, guys. I appreciate you guys coming out tonight.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.